You have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Amen. We want to begin reading at verse 42. Mark chapter 9 and verse 42. And the Bible says that whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. For it's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. For it is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. For it is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God without one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Now listen to this. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. As we look at this morning and we see God moving and He's speaking here, Mark's telling us here the very things that God's speaking to us in this red writing. The Lord's speaking to me and you. Amen. I'm glad He still does. He ain't quit speaking to us. He's never quit talking to us. And He's still talking to us today. He's still showing us things. He's still warning us of things. He's still giving us direction. And He's still giving us that good godly counsel. Amen. He's still moving upon our hearts. He's still showing us when we're wrong and loving on us when we're right. Amen. I thank God that we have that blessed hope. But Mark is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ here, and He's speaking to me and you, and He says that these little ones, amen, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, He's speaking of that, that we would do, that would discourage these young ones in Christ. I want to say we don't ever want to be a discouragement. Amen. My heart is to be an encouragement to the children of God. Hey, there's ever been a time that we need to step up and be encouragers. It's in the day and hour that we live. There's enough discouragement in this world, but praise be to God, I'm so thankful that we've got something to encourage people about. I'm so thankful that's the Lord's real, and He ministers to our heart, and He gives us that we need. But He says not to offend one of these little ones. Amen, that believe in me. He said, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Amen. When it comes to offending one of these, it's a new babe in Christ. Somebody that's getting in. Somebody that's trying to do right. Amen. He said, it's better for me and you to have a millstone cast about our neck and be cast into the sea than to offend one of these little ones. I want to say this morning, praise God, there's a lot of folks that's looking at us. There's a lot of these young'uns that's looking to me and you. There's a lot of them that's looking up to us. They're expecting things out of us. Amen. And I'm so glad. Hey, glory be to God. As a pastor of Stony Fork Baptist Church, I'm glad to say this morning, I'm glad I can see good things coming from the house of God. I'm glad I can see mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas. Pray God, worshiping God. Loving look like we did here Wednesday night. Amen. It just got out of the banks. People wasn't ashamed to worship God. Amen. To cry out to Him. To hug on one another's neck and tell us how much we love one another. Amen. Hey, you know you're born of God because you love the brethren. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad we can get together. Amen. Just love each other. Amen. Let God's love come through us. Praise God. I want to say from the abundance of the heart, praise God, the mouth speaks. And I'm glad there's some good thing coming out of Stony Fork Baptist Church. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. But he said, we don't want to offend one of these little ones. Now I want you to notice some things here right quickly, and I'll try to hurry. He said, if thine hand offend thee. Amen. He said, if what we do, praise God, is going to offend, we need to quit doing it. Amen. Amen. If what we do, praise God, is an offense to God, we need to quit doing it. You say, why? Because there's a lot at stake. Amen. He said, we do those things that offend. He said, they go into hellfire where their worm dieth not and the fire's not quenched. I don't want that for anybody today. I want people to love the Lord, praise God, and to get in. And I'm going to be an example, praise God, if God will help me. Amen. He said, thy hand offend thee. But he said, if thy foot offend thee. He said, not only if I'm going to do things and get into things that's wrong, praise God, I don't want to do it no more. But if I'm going to go places that I shouldn't go, I don't want God to let me go there no more. Amen. Amen. I want God, hey, Brother Rex, I want God to redirect my step. Amen. Amen. Brother Andrew, I don't want to go there no more. Amen. I want to go in a direction that God would have. There's a narrow path, praise God. Amen. But the Bible said there's a broad way and many go in thereat. I want to stay away from that broad way. Praise God this morning. I want to stay on that narrow path, praise, that leads to righteousness with God. Amen. The hand offend thee. If the foot offend thee, he said, if the eye offends thee. Amen. He said, I don't want to do things I shouldn't do. I don't want to go places I shouldn't go. I don't want to look at. I don't want to see things I shouldn't see. Amen. I want to be able to look. You say, how do you keep from doing that? We keep looking to Jesus. Amen. We keep our eyes, praise God, fixed on the prize. Amen. We settle in our heart, praise God. We're not going to be dissuaded. We're not going to look to the left or to the right, but we're going to look at Jesus. Amen. You say, preacher, why? Why would we want to do these things? Because there's a lot at stake. Amen. Our loved ones are at stake. I want to preach a little while this morning, if God will help me, on our loved ones. Our loved ones, are you hearing me this morning? Our loved ones. And when we see them in hell, our loved ones, when we see them in hell, you say, oh, preacher, I don't want to ever see that, but I want to say, Brother Andrew, if we ain't very careful, one of these days we're going to see our loved ones in the very pits of hell. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't want to even think about that. Hell's an awful place. Amen. Said, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. We play in this world and we do things in this world and we think everything's okay anymore. But I want to say there's some things that God said's wrong. There's some thing God said you need to focus on me. You need to desire me. You need to have your relationship with me. Amen. Said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else, praise God, to be given. You know why we're struggling today in America? You know why we're struggling in our home? You know why we're struggling in our family? Because we ain't seeking God. Amen. We're seeking to pacify the flesh. Amen. Oh me, we're seeking to pacify the flesh. But one of these days, youngins, they say, These little old boys and girls, these men and women, our neighbors in the neighborhood, they're going to slip off and go to hell, lost without God. You say, preacher, you're trying to kill it. No, I'm trying to get it stirred up. Amen. God said it's time to stir up the church. It's time to realize, praise God, that we've got a goal. And if we don't work to that goal, there's going to be folks die and go to hell, lost without God. I don't care what the Seventh-day Adventists say. I don't care what the Jehovah's Witnesses say. There is a hell to shun this morning. People, real people like me and you, they die and go to hell and they're there for all eternity. Amen. There's no reprieve. They're going to stay there, praise God, throughout all the ages. Amen. But one of these days, the Bible says there's going to be a little glimpse. You see, we need to be planning now. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 3. It says, if a tree leads to the south or to the north, the way that the tree falls, there shall it lie. Amen. We better be getting to where we're leaning toward the Lord. Amen. It's come time for God's people to lean hard toward the Lord. Amen. We can't stand even straight up no more, praise God, because we're standing at, when you stand straight up, you're standing at the crossroads in indecision. But it's time, praise God, to get past indecision and decide, praise God, to make a decision for Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah said, it's for me and my house. We'll serve the Lord. What about yours? Amen. Which way are you a lead? Which way do you want to go? When them children fall, where are they going to fall into? Amen. They're going to fall, if we ain't very careful, they're going to fall right off into the pits of hell. Lost without God. Oh, God help us. The Bible says here, I believe Jesus was pretty explicit when he said that he said, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He said, it's an awful place and it'll always be an awful place. These crazy things that believe you just go into the ground, you lay there and sleep, and then the Lord brings you out, and you're just burned up and annihilated, and it's over. That's not Bible. Amen. That's not the Word of God. He said, praise God. He said, there's a day come. He said, we'll go. The body goes back to dust, which come. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Body goes back to dust, which come. And the spirit goes to God who give it. It meant to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. 2 seconds. Listen to me. 2 seconds after you die, where are you going to be? Where are you going to spend eternity? That's the decision we make this morning. That's what we need to know, because I'm coming today. But let me tell you something. It's going to be sad one day when we stand before the Lord, stand with the Lord, and we see those dead, those that's died lost and without God. And we're going to see them one more time. You say, preacher, you really believe that? Yeah, I believe that. I know that because God says it. Amen. In Revelation chapter 20, He speaks of 1,000 years that we're going to rule and reign. He said, then there's coming a day of judgment, praise God, like this world has never seen. In Revelation chapter 20, I tell you, I appreciate the Lord, because He tells us exactly how this thing's going to play out. He said that there's coming a time and that we're going to rejoice with the Lord. Amen. That those dead in Christ, amen, will raise up. Amen. I'm glad, praise God. He's always encouraging the saints of God, brother, to get up. Hey, I want to say, praise God, if somebody is telling you sit down and quit, it ain't Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus always telling you, praise God, just to get up, just to get up, just to keep going, praise God. Jesus will never tell you sit down and quit. Amen. Praise God. He's going to be about 1,000 years there. And the Bible says that there's going to be a great day of judgment. Amen. Now those that's died in Christ are gone with Him. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Amen. Tells us that there's going to be a day that the church is going to be called out. And the Bible said, and so shall we meet the Lord in the air. Amen. And He said, those that's died in Christ Jesus, Brother Bill, that God will bring with Him. Where are they at? They're with Him. Amen. Amen. That be absent from the body, He's present with the Lord. The Spirit goes out, praise God. Goes back to God who give it. They're in heaven, praise God. Brother Watts, Brother Dan, is in heaven this morning with Jesus, praise God. You say, well, how do you know? Because He promised He'd never leave Him or forsake Him, glory to God. And if He took Him, stuck Him in the ground and forgot about Him, that'd be forsaking Him. But praise God, He didn't. Pray tomorrow sometime they'll take that carcass out there. They'll put it in a hope chest, and they'll bury it in some cemetery. Glory be to God. In one day, in a little while, there's going to be a beam of light come from the east, praise God, and go all the way to the west, and out of that grave, old Brother Watts will come out of there. Amen. Glory be to God. He's already shouting over there. That old body will come out of there, praise God. They'll be reunited with the body and the soul, the spirit. And boy, you'll have Him a time. Amen. But as we see this thing playing out, we see the Lord says here that there's going to be a day of judgment. So we know we need to be leaning toward the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be trusting Him. Because one of these days, those that's lost, those that fall the other way, they're going to die and go to hell. And they're going to spend eternity lost without God. I say, I don't want that for anybody. I don't hate nobody that much. I don't hate nobody. But I don't dislike nobody that much. Amen. I want to see them saved and in heaven. Amen. Praise God. And He says he's coming today. There's going to be a great white throne judgment. Amen. After about 1,000 years, that God's going to give us around the throne of grace. And He's going to gather up all everybody around. And He's going to say it's time for a judgment. And He said that death and hell will be brought up. Amen. Because death is already in hell. Because Jesus died. He took death down there. Praise God. He's got the key of death and hell. And He locked them up. Praise God. And there's nobody can get that out of there. Praise God. There's nobody can enter in or come out without He says so. Amen. Praise be God. Amen. These folks that believe they can burn a candle and pay some money and offer up a few prayers to some guy in a closet and get old Uncle Harry out, who's been a drunk and a harlot and everything else all his life, and denied and rejected God, he's in hell today. Amen. Amen. You say, will he get out? Yeah, he'll get out. There'll be a little bit of a reprieve. He said, he's going to be a gathering together. Amen. He said in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, He said, verse 11 said, there's going to be a great white throne judgment. Amen. And he said, all these things from heaven and earth are going to flee away. And no place. And he said, there was found no place for them. Amen. And he said, and the dead, small and great, will stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Amen. So we see here the dead, small and great. Brother John, it don't matter if you is a pauper living in the street or Bill Gates, praise God, living in a mansion. Amen. You die lost without God, you'll stand before Him on judgment day at that great white throne judgment. You say, preacher, how do you know we'll be there? Because the Bible said that so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. We're with Him, praise God. Where is that? There we are. Amen. And we see the Lord, bless His holy name. Amen. We see those dead brought out of there. Verse 13, the Bible said, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell, now listen to this, delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. When they come out of there, we'll see, how do you know? Because Isaiah said we would. In Isaiah chapter 66, let me show you this morning. So you don't think I'm just talking off the cuff. Isaiah 66 talking about after the millennial reign and a kingdom blessing, praise God. In verse 24, he said, they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. Now listen to this. The same thing that Mark said, Jesus said. He said, for their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. He said, those that's died lost without God. He said, they're still lost today. He said He's going to bring them up out of there. Amen. For a great, a final judgment. Amen. For this final judgment day, He's going to bring them up out of there. We'll get to see them as they come up out of hell. Can you imagine that, Brother Dean? All those lost souls that's been screaming in the regions of the damned. Some of them for years and years and years screaming in the regions of the damned. Can you imagine? But what a reprieve it'd be just to get to come out for judgment. Amen. They've been down there with Jack the Ripper and murderers and adulterers and fornicators and child abusers and wife abusers and all these other wicked people for no telling how long. They said they're going to come out and they're going to be judged. Amen? They're going to be judged. There's going to be a great judgment day. And they're going to be looked at that book of life and another book, praise God. And they're going to see that their name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And if their name's not written in the Lamb's book of life, they're going to look in another book. And they say, look, all these good deeds you've done. But he said, I want to say, there's one thing right here that you denied to do, you rejected to do, you didn't receive. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. It's not that you was a drunkard. It's not that you were a whoremonger. It's not that you were an alcoholic. It's not that you were a drug addict. It's not that you were a child abuser. It's that you denied and rejected Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, if they had accepted Lord Jesus Christ, He could have got them out of all that. Amen. Amen. They'd have been saved sinners, praise God, like me and you. Amen. All sin, we all sin come short of glory of God. But praise be to God. And the wages of sin's death. But praise be to God. The Lord seemed sent to come down and take care of that for us. Amen. Praise God. He said, come to save us from our sin. Save us from ourselves. But we see, can you imagine this picture? He said, the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Now can you see that? Gathered around the throne of grace. There's no rainbow of mercy at this one. Amen. The rainbow of mercy's gone. And the righteous judge is there to judge. Amen. The Bible said He'll judge the quick and the dead. Those that's living, those that's dead. These are the dead. These are the dead. Amen. The wicked dead. Small and gray. And they're going to stand before God. And they're going to give an account. He said, and they were judged every man according to their works. But then they're going to be judged on what they did. Amen. They're going to stand without excuse before a holy and righteous God. And they ain't going to try to rebuke Him and say, well, I did this and I done that. I pray God, because His records are true. Amen. Amen. He'll look in the Lamb's book of life and He'll say, there's no name here. Amen. And He'll look in at the other book and He'll say, David's a play. Look, I've got a list of everything you've done in your life. kind of scary, ain't it?
Yes.
God's got a good record. I want to say God keeps perfect records this morning. Amen. He keeps perfect records. He writes down everything that we do. Amen. It's kind of scary, ain't it? I do things sometimes I wish I hadn't done, but I've already done them. Amen. You can't take them back. It's kind of like taking a rock and throwing it towards a wind. Once that thing leaves your hand, man, it's gone. The damage is done. Amen. You can't take it back. But boy, I praise the Lord. You know what I can do? I can say, oh man, I didn't mean to do that. I meant to throw it over this way, but you know how I pitch and it hit that wind? But I can still go over there to the whoever owned the house, or I can go to my wife and say, honey, you know, I was throwing that old George and I missed him and hit the wind. But I'll fix that. Amen. I'll take that one out and I'll put a new one. I'll make it to where you never knew that rock was through. Amen. I'm thanking God today, praise God, and I've got a God that keeps good records, but I'm glad I can fall on my face before thrice holy God and say, Lord God, forgive me an old sinner, praise God, and He forgive me, pray. He'll wipe my slate clean just like a window, praise God, with no blemishes.
Amen.
He looks through it, He just sees, praise God, the blood of Jesus and sees a pure life.
Amen.
Why? Because me and you, we have a desire to be pleasing to God.
Amen.
We see Him begin to move. God begins to judge them out of those things that they've done. Amen. And people begin to come up, and that old death angel comes along, and he begins to take those. And God says, God will say, depart from me, I never knew you, ye that worketh iniquity. Said you tried to work your way in. You tried to manipulate your way in. You tried to get in past the blood, around the blood. Trampled under feet the blood of Jesus, doing it your way. And he said, depart from me, I never knew you. Can you imagine as that old death angel takes those loved ones, Brother Jesse, those mamas, those daddy, those children, those neighbors, and they go dragging them off in towards a lake of fire, and them screaming at the top of their lungs, why didn't you tell me? And we're standing together around there. Maybe they'll look at you, Brother Bill, and say, why didn't you tell me about you? Why didn't you tell me that hell was real? Why didn't you tell me? Amen. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. This is going to happen. Amen. Bible says so. So why didn't you tell me about hell? Why didn't you tell me how real it was? Amen. Why didn't you put more emphasis? We quit preaching on hell. There's not a whole lot of preachers that preach on. I hit it quite often. Amen. Because it's just why do you do that, preacher? Because Jesus did.
Amen.
He preached on hell more than he did heaven.
Amen.
He said, you want heaven, follow me. He said, but let me tell you about that awful place called hell.
Amen.
It's real, it's hot, it's miserable. You don't want to go there. Stay away, stop, bridge out.
Amen.
You don't cross over in there. Amen. But them people have been taken the night and rejected Lord Jesus Christ for the last time. I wonder how many people sitting in churches this morning just like this. Maybe fundamental independent Bible believing churches. Sat in a pew and they reject the Lord Jesus Christ for one more time. They reject Him one more time. They snub their nose at the blood of Jesus Christ. I won't tell you, it still takes the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. They go getting rid of your old stinking sins or mine. Amen. I wonder how many people today sitting in an old-fashioned Baptist church, praise God, and never get their life under the blood. See, that's what's wrong with us today. We're trying to live our life without having the blood applied to our life. See, that's why we're struggling so. Amen. Because we're trying to deal with this old flesh and this old world. And Brother Rex said this morning, and it's full of temptations, and the temptations is taking us. Because we're trying to deal with it, this old flesh. Instead of putting it under the blood. Amen. Just being submerged under the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And say, Lord, I need your help every day.
Amen.
Trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Trusting and obeying the Lord, praise God. And getting in, Lord. And letting Him guide us on this path called life. It's a hard path. But these folks today that's going to die, go to hell, and they're going to be judged. They're going to be cast into that lake of fire. Can you see the picture? Can you see the picture? Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you know somebody in your family? You have a son, a daughter, an aunt, an uncle, a brother, a sister, mama, a daddy that's lost without God? Can you imagine, Brother Dean, that one day, if we don't get them to the Lord, the Bible says go in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in.
Amen.
You know what that means? That means that we do whatever it takes to get them in. It means if we got to sacrifice a little bit, if we got to pray a little harder, if we got to do without a little bit of groceries, if we got to spend a little fasting time, if we got to get along with God more. He said, whatever it takes. He said, we need to compel them to get in because there's a hell that's real and we don't want him to go there.
Amen. Amen.
But can you imagine standing there and you've been in the presence of the Lord for a long time now, rejoicing, boy, having you a good time. And all of a sudden, there's something about that day. It's a solemn day. And everybody's kind of real quiet. I mean, for over 1,000 years, you've been praising the Lord, giving glory. I mean, hallelujah's everywhere. But on this day, it's going to be a solemn day. Amen. And the Lord's going to say, it's time. And you're going to look around, and people's going to be gathered around, perfect silence. I mean, you'll be able to hear a pin drop. And he's going to say, he's going to begin to call out names. And all, as he calls out names, those people go, he's just going to, I don't know how he's going to do it. But I can just to see them, just to see them just come up out of that pit where they've been falling and falling and falling and burning and hate and hurting and where their worm died not. And the fire's not quenched. Their conscience is still gnawing at them and eating at them for all this time. And they're going to be brought up out of there and going to stand. And all of a sudden, there you'll look around them, and there will be Daddy. There will be Mama or one of the little, them little children that you have. And they'll be standing before thrice holy God. And he'll look in the book of life, and he'll look in the other book. Oh, God. He'll look. He'll say, right there was where your name should be. Right there was a place, but he said, it's been blotted out. But he said, look in this other book, and he said, I see all the things you did. But I don't see anywhere in this other book where you ever accepted the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't see where you ever got saved, born again. And we'll stand there and we'll look at that mama, that daddy, that child, that loved one. And he'll say, depart from me. And they'll grab him and that death angel, he'll carry him out there. He'll dragging, they're kicking and screaming. Can you see it? Say, I don't want to go back into hell. And he drag him out through there screaming. Screaming, and they cast him in the regions of the damned. They go down there and say, why didn't you tell me? They're looking back over their shoulder as the death angel dragging them off into the pit. And they say, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you do something to get my attention? Why didn't you act like it was real? And he cast them off into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. See, they've been there for over 1,000 years. Amen. He cast them off into that pit, in that lake of fire. Amen. And that loved one that you had, listen to me, is gone forever in the torment. Amen. See, how do you know that? Because he tells us that also in Isaiah chapter 65. He says, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. God says, said you're going to see them dragged off and cast into the lake of fire. He said, you'll never remember them nor. Revelation chapter 20 says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Amen. And John saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven. That's unique from heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. But then he says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. Who are they? Who are them? Those that's been born again. And be their God. And listen to this. Everything's been washed away. It'll never be all that will never. We'll see those loved ones. It's going to be a horrible time when we see those loved ones, brother, cast into that lake of fire. Cast in that horrible pit. But he said, remember, he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That's great for us. But what about them? What about them? Those that's died without the Lord Jesus Christ spend eternity in hell. Eternity in that lake of fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. You say, Mark says, we need to be careful that we don't offend one of these little ones. Amen. Because they might be the very one, Brother Charles, that's going to rise up and say, Pastor, the Lord's called me to preach. Amen. I'm going to go, Lord, Pastor, pray for me. I go out and compel them to come in. Amen. That your house might be full. Might be the very one that say, Preacher, I want to go to the military out there and I want to tell them about Jesus so they don't have to die on the battlefield without the Lord Jesus Christ. They could be the very one. Amen. The one that's necessary to continue doing what he says. Because see, our loved ones, when we see them in hell, it won't be a happy time. It'll be a sad time. We don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. That's why it's so important that we tell them about Jesus today. It's time that we took it serious. Amen. It's time that we realize how real hell is. Hell is just as eternal as heaven is. Amen. And I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I want to see everybody rejoicing in heaven. I want to see everybody, Brother Rex, getting in on what we had Wednesday night. Amen. What we had here this morning, just rejoice and praise in God. But you know, Brother Charles, as much as I want that, as much as I desire, God wants it more. Amen. God wants that more. He wants you in heaven with Him. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place, and I go to prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. Amen. John 17, he said, where I am. He said, Father, I want them to be with me where I am. That's Jesus' prayer. That's Jesus' desire. That me and you with Him where He is. But there's coming a day at a great white throne judgment when all the souls of hell will come up out of there. Amen. They'll come up out of there and they'll be judged. And we'll watch them as they are drug off and cast in the lake of fire. I wonder this morning, as we sit here in this solemn assembly, how many do you know that will probably be one of those cast into hell if they don't change their ways, if they don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ? What about you this morning? Have you been born again? Have you been saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? That's a question we need to ask. Because see, if we get born again today, then we'll desire to see the others get in. We can live a life that God help us to be pure and chaste and humble to where we can win some old sinner to Christ. But what about you today?